Kenosha Sports Extra, the podcast, talking to our good friend Rick Limpert, Kenosha boy done good. Hard to explain all the things that Rick does, but one of the things would be if you build a new golf course, he will come. He will come and he'll write about it. Or if you build a new all-inclusive place, he'll come and write about it, and he'll get put up for free at your place and do some writing about it. Writes about tech and sports, Atlanta, Georgia, television personality extraordinaire, many things, tennis aficionado, including the big tennis tournament they have down in Atlanta every year. Please welcome to the program, Kenosha boy done good, Rick Limpert. Rick, this is medium number two. We went from Kenosha Sports Extra AM radio to Kenosha Sports Extra podcast. Welcome, my friend.
It's all good, Pat. And you started out there making me sound like the uncle that comes for Thanksgiving and decides to stay an extra week. Yeah. I'm not that much of a freeloader, but I do get some great opportunities to see things early and before, as they get introduced to the public and open up. And it's a pleasure to do that and a pleasure to be on with you.
Our good friend Rick Limper, Atlanta, Georgia, all over the place. But the theme between yourself and the voice of reason has been the Kenosha connection. And you go back, you born and raised here, and of all people that I've done with the programs, it seems that you, as well as much as any of them, have an appreciation for not only K-Town itself, but being from here and the relationships that you forged from here. Talk a little bit about as you've gone on to make your way in this world and set your roots down in Atlanta and do some great things, that the K-Town never gets too far out of the conversation.
No, well, the only thing I'll correct, and I wasn't born in Kenosha, though. I was born in a naval base in Newport News, Virginia Beach, when my dad was in the Navy. But I spent years 2 through 13 living in Kenosha. So, and it's changed there a lot from, the last few times I've been back. But believe it or not, Pat, I've been gone 30 years. I've been 30 years in Atlanta. And I don't know where the time went and how quickly things change. But been down here in the South, and I don't know, I'm sitting out on my deck right now, and it's about 65 degrees, and no bugs are biting me. I don't know what, I know it's gotten a little cold up there already, but a lot of Packer fans down here, and a lot of fair-weathered sports fans here in the South. But college football is king, and it's definitely a different perspective than living up there.
What do you when somebody says, "Hey, what about Kenosha, Wisconsin?" If you had to put your finger on a couple of different things, what would initially come to mind if you were to tell a complete stranger from the suburban Atlanta area what you remember about your time in K-Town?
Well, it's home to so many so many of my relatives, and my grandfather was very established there in youth sports and has a park named after him. But just a unique place where what direction is east, because wherever the lake is, that's east of probably where you're standing. But great sports town, a lot of history, and even I think, I don't know, now that I'm gone in the last 10-15 years, it seems like there's a lot more things even to do that have popped up, attractions and museums and things going on. It's really a progressive city, and being right in between Milwaukee and Chicago, there's millions and millions of people that have access to Kenosha on a daily basis, and I think that's made the town stronger and grow just organically.
Were you a Northsider?
I guess it would have been barely the North Side, probably, and that's where most of my relatives are. And then when I was after eighth grade, or actually before eighth grade, moved right across the border into enemy territory in Racine County. So, as a military jet goes over me here, sitting at my deck. But yeah, Northsider, and I would say, and my grandparents were Southsiders, so traversed the city from north to south many times.
Talking to Rick Limpert about his time in K-Town and what he remembers about our fair city here. Have you ever been to a place where there's 100,000 people and everybody knows what everybody's doing, quite like K-Town? I mean, I've been to the suburban Atlanta area a couple of times in my life, and like I was talking to the Voice of Reason, who's, you know, from the Phoenix area. It's like you get into these major, major metropolises, and it's very, very easy to kind of meld into the woodwork, become a part of a bigger scene, and kind of keep to yourself. Not K-Town. Here, even though there's 100,000 plus, everybody knows what everybody's doing. Everybody's related to somebody. Everybody used to date somebody. Everybody's dad or cousin or brother owns something that you've gone to. You ever come across that in your place, or is K-Town pretty unique that way?
It's pretty unique. I mean, here, I don't even, two houses over, I don't even know my neighbors, so... like you said, you kind of exist in a bigger metropolitan, a bigger suburban area, and you're worried about yourself more than anything. But yeah, I think Kenosha, the roots for people run many generations there. So you get to know people, and then families, and you know that, she's related to so-and-so, and even you, I couldn't, my family, on my mom's side, very extended there in Kenosha. You couldn't go out to the McDonald's or grocery store and not run into a relative, even in some way, shape, or form. So I guess that's good. It keeps you on your best behavior, and it feels a little like the walls are closing in sometimes. So, definitely things I miss there, with a Mars Cheese Castle, the Tuesday night bike races that we went to all the time, and I know growing up it was a simpler time for us. We're about the same age, but a lot of those same memories remain. I know for sure.
Man, just the velodrome, just absolutely packed. What was it, Tuesday nights or whatever? It was it was unbelievable just to go down there, and it was just jammed with people. And it's like, as you went through there on Washington Road, as you were coming up on Stan's Washington Park Tavern, it was like everybody was going slow, families were crossing the street, and the lights were on, and there were just bikes everywhere, people up and down the sides of the hill. It's like, that's very, very rare, and unfortunately we don't see that here much anymore, or really much at all. I think the whole dynamic of the bike racing scene has changed, and I don't know where Kenosha falls into the pecking order, but man, we were a world-class bike racing area back in the day, and you get people started talking on that, because I don't know that it's like if you're hanging out at a restaurant, I don't know that the Kenosha area velodrome bike racing scene would be the first thing off everybody's lips, but very much like professional wrestling, once you get that conversation rolling, it's amazing because everybody's got a story.
For me, I've covered Olympic cycling, road racing, and velodrome racing, and Kenosha is very well respected in international circles for hosting. They hosted the U.S. Nationals there a few times. Olympic medalists were racing there that people didn't even realize. Racers that would go on to race in the Tour de France were there, and it was definitely a happening. It was always the highlight of the night if you could get a good parking spot somewhere in one of the neighborhoods there. But there's only probably less than a dozen velodromes like that left in the country, and it's definitely a jewel there in the middle of Kenosha, and people that work in cycling around the country, around the world, definitely know about Kenosha. And then, you know, Northbrook right down across the border has a velodrome as well. So definitely well respected in bicycling circles, and that was definitely the event on Tuesday nights.
Talking to Rick Limpert, one more quick thing before we let you go. Always interesting to find out what you got next on your plate, man. And I never know, and I love not knowing. I like to be surprised and hear it like the people who listen to the show hear it. But whether it be a recent television appearance, are you already starting to get to the, hey, what's the good stuff to buy for Christmas at the last minute that nobody really knows, like sock insurance? I swear, as long as you and I will talk, as long as you and I will have this conversation, we're always going to talk about the genius of sock insurance. But what's next, or what's the most recent thing coming up on the Rick Limpert World Tour that we should know about?
Well, it wasn't much of a world tour for 7 months when just about everything I did was canceled because of a pandemic. Who would have thought sports would shut down? But yeah, now things are popping back up a little bit. I had a tennis event all last week in Macon, Georgia. And now next week, New Orleans and Mobile, Alabama. People aren't traveling. There's not any international travelers, and hotels are really hurting. Resorts are hurting. So some of these resorts are introducing new technology, kind of trying to get people back. So I'm gonna visit a couple resorts and see what they have going on for the end of the year and what they're planning for 2021 in hot spots in New Orleans. Of course, they survived another hurricane going through in Mobile and Biloxi, beautiful part of the country. I don't know if you've been there, Pat. Hot in the summertime, but just great beaches and a great part. So that's next week. And then, holiday stuff and TV and radio leading up to the holidays will definitely occupy some of my time.
Gee, you got to go to New Orleans and hang out at some high-end places to help.
It is a high-end hotel.
To help promote. I don't know how you do it, dude. I mean, it's like digging ditches or go ahead and do what you do. I think I'm going to opt for going ahead and doing what you do. But Rick Limpert, I will make sure that I post all your links on the podcast website, because it really is pretty awesome, the amount of things that you do and the amount of different unique interests that you represent. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Great talking about the Velodrome, and one of these days we'll have to promote devote a whole show just to the Velodrome, because my wife's people had a lot to do with the building of the Velodrome. Her uncle Bobby Thomas represented the United States in the 1932 Los Angeles Olympics. So I actually have some history there, and would love to dig into that a little deeper. But Rick Limpert, we appreciate you coming on. Absolutely no doubt I wanted to get you on once I got the podcast rolling. You've been a great friend of the show. You do some interesting stuff, and it's always unique to talk to you. We appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to the next time, sir.
The pleasure's all mine, Pat, anytime. And, definitely sports in Kenosha, rich history and a lot to talk about. So keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Pat.